flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL no-huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. The coaching carousel continues to turn. We mentioned it. Haven't really talked about it, though. The Bears are expected to hire Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson.
Right.
Kind of the hottest name out there the last couple of coaching searches. Declined to go anywhere last year. I think a big part of it was thought that they could win a Super Bowl in Detroit. They came up short this year, and so now he's headed to Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, they got the hot name, you know, and when you're in a situation where you're that guy, especially when you're the guy on offense with a young quarterback, the expectations are you're going to fix whatever wrong with Caleb. And a lot of it, okay, but then what about the structure of the organization and yep. the team and everything like that? Because I know obviously you're an offense guy, but you got to coach this whole team. I think bringing in Dennis Allen, if that happens to be his DC, is freaking outstanding.
Yeah, that'd be smart.
Yeah, it's very, very smart. And if you can get Rizzy, what's his name, Rizzy?
Rizzy.
If you can get him up there to coach your special teams, that's three knockout hires. I mean, it's two knockout hires right there as far as your coordinators. And now, you know, you got to build a staff. Obviously, I'm sure he's put calls out to people and things like that. But, yeah, the ultimate goal in Chicago is to get Caleb on the right side, but you got to be able to coach the whole team at some point.
Yeah, like that's the thing you just can't know. Like, what's he going to be like as a leader of an entire locker room of professional football players? The other thing is that I think gets overlooked is one of what led to so much of their success in Detroit. Like, everybody wants to talk about the resurrection of Goff, rightfully so. Incredible what he's done. Running backs. Their offensive line is incredible, yes. And they invested in it.
Yes.
They drafted guys high. They signed guys. They retained guys. Like, that offensive line is probably the best in football.
Yeah, that's why I think Detroit's going to be all right.
Yeah.
That's why I think.
But that's what he's going to have to convince them to do in Chicago, because it's the same thing everybody said about Justin Fields, what everybody said last year about Caleb Williams. Well, they can't protect him. He's getting murdered every single game.
Yes.
Now, Caleb ran into some of it.
And Caleb holds the damn ball
too
long.
Exactly. He didn't help them out. And Justin ran into some of it, too. But I don't think anybody's going to try to sit here and convince you Chicago's got a great offensive line.
No.
So that's something they're going to have to work on as well. The Colts hired defensive coordinator, former Bengals defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo. He was a name that interviewed here. Veteran defensive coordinator, been around for a little bit. Now he's headed to Indianapolis. So, I mean, it's not a great situation there, but
no, because Shane is,
they're where
they are right now, and they're in a situation. There's a couple of them out there I like that also, who head coaches. If it starts bad, Andy, then you know Lou could end up being the interim head coach. I mean, and who? No surprise that the Patriots are bringing back Josh McDaniels.
Yep.
The good thing about him, if they play well offensively, he's not going to get another head coaching job.
So you don't have to worry about him leaving.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about that. You don't have to worry about Josh McDaniels leaving to go anywhere. He's going to be there. He's going to be the OC for as long as possible now. He was a great offensive coordinator in New England, but he had Tom Brady pretty much the whole time. He was the offensive coordinator in New England, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, okay. The whole time, yeah.
Yeah,
both
just,
times.
Yeah, just checking.
Yep.
Just checking. Well, just checking. I tell you, the interesting one I saw this morning, Andy, was Liam Cohen, the Bucks OC. He took his name out of the running for the Jags. He's going back. He's probably going to get a big contract. Mm-hmm. That's the situation. If they start out like 3-5, Todd Bowles leaves, he becomes the head coach.
Yeah, there's a chance of that for sure. It's also, I don't know, to me it's a little bit of an indicator of the way people feel about some of the remaining jobs.
That is true.
Right? Like, I think I'll just stay here and be the OC for another year and then see what comes open next year, because some will. Aaron Glenn sounds like he's likely to be the next head coach of the Jets, which, again, kind of one of those situations. Like, I think Robert Saleh is a good coach. Yep. I think Aaron Glenn's got a chance to be a really good head coach.
Right.
I just think that's, if it's not the, it's one of the most toxic organizations in the
NFL.
And it's just hard to succeed there. So I wish him luck if that's where he goes, but that's a hard ask.
It's a hard ask. He's getting the GM from the GM and him were in Detroit together or something like that. And so he's going to be familiar if this is the choice to be the general manager with the Jets. But, yeah, this is a thing where I mean, Aaron's going to go into a situation. He's a great leader, great football coach, Bunk. Leader, all those different things. He played for the Jets a long time ago. And Aaron Glenn was one of those dudes who just, like, wanted to get fined. So he would always wear his uniform the way he wanted to. He was one of them guys. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He just get the little, like.
AG should stay getting fined for uniform
like
stuff.
Like socks or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, socks, everything. AG's stay getting fined for
just
something.
Giving away 10
grand
every Sunday.
Just giving away money, man. Huh. But, I mean, he's a hell of a coach. Who's going to be his OC?
Yeah.
Who's going to be his quarterback? You know,
those are good questions.
Those are good questions that's going to go out there. But, I mean,
they got good players on defense.
Yeah, they do. But hopefully he gets the job and does well and they stay the hell out of his damn way.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is that owner and his kids who make decisions based on Madden ratings. It's a good spot to go to. Why are the Raiders the only team that seem to be legitimately interested in Pete Carroll?
I think they really wanted Ben Johnson. Can't tell me they did not want him. And now you got to pivot. And then that goes back to something like
the
Jacksonville job. Like, why does nobody want to go there? You know, Pete Carroll, I think, you know, the biggest thing with Pete is who's going to be his offensive coordinator, who's going to be his quarterback.
Yeah.
And you know, and you can't tell me you're going to sell me on Darrell Bevell or Schottenheimer.
You're not selling me on any of those guys.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean,
Jeremy Bates.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know about that. You ain't going to sell a lot of people on that. But, I mean, Pete's a good head coach. He knows how to build a program. He knows how to set a culture, all those different things. But, I mean, him there alone ain't going to fix things. They got to get a damn quarterback.
No, we know it's broken in Las Vegas. I'm just saying it's interesting to me that 2 years in. Now, last year was weird because the way that it kind of went down with him in Seattle was delayed, and he got a job with the team, so maybe he wasn't actually in the coaching search. There's only one team interested. I think if obviously age does play a factor. The dude would be the oldest coach in the NFL if you hired him.
Right.
But, I mean, it was like 10 years ago. You have to think more teams would be interested.
But, I'm with you. But now you're like, is he there? I mean, it still seems like Robert Saleh's out there possibly getting one of these jobs. Well, again, Liam Cohen took his name out of it. So I'm just trying to, who else is out
Liam
there?
Liam Cohen sounds like an Irish singer-songwriter.
It sounds like he could put he put stuff together that slaps.
Sounds like a member of Oasis or something
that.
Yeah,
he put together that stuff be slapping with.
You think Liam. Oasis slaps?
I couldn't tell you a song that Oasis sings, my bro.
You can.
I got to hear. You know how I am.
Oasis.
If I hear it, I'm like, oh. But I could not tell you an Oasis song right off the top of my damn head.
Hey, football fans. It's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.